Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. So the big story today by everybody is Tim Tebow. And is it, I mean, a 33-year, why is this such a big thing? Who cares? You know what? If Jack, if he actually, what percent of chance do you think Tebow makes the team?
I would give it none, except that's Urban's boy.
He had one pass thrown to him in his career, and it hit him in the head, in the back of the head.
Urban apparently doesn't notice. That's my guy. I want to bring him in. Look, if I'm a Jags fan, I can't even say what I want to say. I'd say I feel a little uneasy with, because Urban's all with the effery right now. Hey, how about we don't bring in the sideshow? We've been a joke enough, and there's a rebirth here. We got you in here. We got Trent Baalke in here. We got the number one pick overall. Nothing, something you obviously had nothing to do with, but it was one of the reasons why you decided to become the Jaguars head coach. You knew you'd be walking into Trevor Lawrence. How about we don't begin your era with some effery? Get Tim Tebow out of my face. Why is he on the roster?
Why do you even care?
It's stupid. Like, I don't care, but if I'm a Jags fan, I'd be like, no, please don't.
Why?
It's dumb.
He's from there. So they're all they're all Florida
fans. Who cares?
Fans.
And he's 33 and you're going to make him a tight end. Beat it.
And they love him.
Beat it. No, if I'm a reasonable Jags fan, not one of them jort-wearing dummies that loves the Gators, I'd say, hey, knock it off.
You know what this is? This is Urban Meyer going, guess whose team this is? You guys got rid of my strength coach? Watch this.
No one is questioning that it's Urban's team. But don't knock it off with the effery. Stop it. It's not necessary. It's a joke.
They're neighbors.
Who cares?
He loves him some Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow won a national championship.
Make him the team chaplain.
Tim Tebow's the greatest person he's ever met. Okay?
Well,
Tim Tebow.
Well, the bar's not very high. He hangs out with Zach Smith and like Chris Rainey and Percy Harvin. The bar's not very high for the greatest person he's ever met.
No, that's really, that's really, no. Well, listen.
He's the one who kept that team together because bunch of outlaws on that.
If Tim Tebow, listen, and I heard, well, it's going to take a lot of pressure off Trevor Lawrence.
No, it won't. How so?
Well, here's the deal, though. When Tebow went to the Jets as the third string quarterback, it was like every press guy. And Tim Tebow, I'm like, guys, I'm not talking today. Instead of going and talking to Mark Sanchez or whoever the hell was quarterbacking at the time, instead of talking to the first two quarterbacks, the whole media went over to Tim Tebow. And if I was Tebow, I would have gone, guys, no, I have nothing to say about practice today. I'm the third string quarterback. Go ask the guys that are actually first and second string. Keep me out of this. But Tim Tebow was just like doing a 20-minute presser every day after practice. Dumbest thing he could possibly do. Maybe Tim Tebow has learned. I don't know. But Tim Tebow is, first of all, he's not making the team. First of all, he's just not making the team. Secondly, why does everybody care about this?
Isn't the 10-year anniversary of his initial foray into the NFL in terms of what he – isn't it 10 years from – when did he win? Tebow Mania was what? When did he finish his career at Florida? 2009 or 2000?
Because he won the Heisman in 2007.
That was his sophomore year.
8 and then 9. He came in the league at 10 and then he was in the league in – 9, right? So it's maybe 12 years. Cool. Yeah. So I was listening to a podcast and they're calling it the 10-year anniversary. He didn't win that playoff game in 11, did he? When he threw that pass
against the Steelers?
Yeah, was that 11? Maybe that's what they're talking about. People care because they've always cared about him. They've always cared and they still do.
Well, and why?
I don't know.
So Tim Tebow is everybody's up in arms about he's taking a roster. He's not taking any roster I'm spot not from
in,
anybody.
I'm not up in arms. I just think if I'm a Jags fan, I say, cut this crap out.
No, here's the deal. If Urban Meyer wants to give him, I'm all for it. You know why? It takes up a spot of a good tight end for them. I'm all for it.
Well,
what I saw a story. What does this mean for the division?
Doesn't mean anything.
What does this mean for the division?
Who wrote that as a headline?
Well, from a Texans perspective.
Okay, it means nothing.
It means less than nothing. It's wonderful for the Texans. Bring in Tim Tebow. Where is Percy Harvin? Let's see if he can come in too. Danny Werfel around?
That's what Spurrier did, and I'm getting some Spurrier vibes
good,
right now.
Good. I hope he's just like Spurrier.
Except he has Trevor Lawrence, and Spurrier was actually playing Danny Werfel at one point. Yeah, it was 2011, the 2010-2011 season when he threw that touchdown pass
awesome.
To Marius Thomas. So it's the 10-year anniversary, and so the media can salivate over talking to Tim Tebow now that he'll be in another NFL training camp and write stories about remembering the time where they were all touching themselves because Tim Tebow was, threw that one pass.
Do we have to say touching themselves?
Well, we said pleasuring someone earlier in the show.
That is unfortunate. I mean, the kids are on their way to school still.
F them
They're
kids.
Late for school.
As I always
the
say.
The kids are late for school.
As I always say, F them
Whoa. I mean, Daddy, what is it? F them. Why is the bad man keep saying F them kids?
Friendship them kids. That's what I mean, kids. Don't worry about it.
F is in friendship.
Friendship for those kids.
Yeah.
Hopefully you build long-lasting friendships as you go to school.
Amazed. And Jay Will was talking about it before. Anytime Tim Tebow opens his mouth on game day, people just either thank you and God bless you, Tim Tebow, for who you are and everything, or they shut up, Tim Tebow, you're an a-hole. I mean, why does this dude elicit such a response?
Look, obviously, him being a Gator, I'm going to hate him just because it's my Hurricane fandom. But I think it's more for some people, at least. It's like Tom Brennerman, before he was, thrown off of broadcasting for what he did. He once said that he was in a room with Tim Tebow for 5 minutes and it would make you a better person. What?
Yeah.
This is why people get upset, because some dopey media person would say something like that on a broadcast. Being in a room with him for 5 minutes makes you a better person. That is why people get upset, because logically, what would drive you to say something as dumb as that?
Have you ever been in a room with
him? He's not Jesus.
Have you ever been in a room with him?
No.
Well, certainly didn't make Tom Brennerman a better person.
Well, no. Tom Brennerman would have said a lot worse than that if he didn't meet Tim Tebow.
It was still pretty bad.
You don't know.
It was still pretty bad.
It was bad, but guess what? Tom Brennerman would have said a lot worse if he hadn't.
I think.
Have you ever met?
He learned restraint.
See, you're a bad person.
How so?
If you had met, just everything about you.
I'm not worse than you are.
Have you
ever met him? Because you're pretty bad too.
Right. I wish I would meet him.
Maybe he'll be in your Bible study tonight.
Maybe he will be. Maybe he will be able to tell me my spiritual gifts. But here's the deal: is Tim Tebow. It just amazes me. It amazes me why people, go and play for the Mets.
I didn't care about that.
I don't care.
Well,
if he makes COVID the Mets team, that's awesome.
But if COVID didn't kill the minors last year, he probably still would be playing baseball.
Probably. Or he might go, wow, Urban's over there.
What's up, Urban?
What's
Takes
up,
a phone
brother?
Call from him.
Yeah. What's up, brother?
I'm going to retire from baseball. I'm going to go over football real quick.
Yeah. I mean, why not? Dude's talented. He won a Heisman Trophy. You two win a Heisman Trophy.
So did Troy Smith.
Yeah, right. Troy Smith's a talented guy.
Is Urban didn't coach Troy Smith. That was Jim Tressel. JT Barry going to get a gig too?
He didn't win no Heisman.
So what?
No, he didn't win a Heisman.
He led him to an undefeated
win
season.
Win a Heisman and you got a job as a 33-year-old.
Who else can go play there? What's the former Texan wide receiver? What's his name?
Did he win a?
No, he played quarterback at Ohio State. Switched to what? What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
God, we forget.
Forget his name. Forgot.
It starts with a B. Anyway, yeah.
Can that guy?
Yeah, he can. Yeah, he can. You brought up JT. That's the worst.
JT Barrett.
Yeah.
Braxton Miller. Can Braxton Miller go play wide receiver there? Start reeling him in.
That's right.
Repeat the Spurrier thing.
I hope he does that.
Do the. You know what?
Let him bring himself down just like Spurrier. Just like Patino bringing in all Kentucky guys.
I hope Devere Posey's available.
How'd that work out, Patino?
Didn't work out well. It didn't. I know for the Texans' sake, I know. But Devere Posey can go there. Who else can go there? All the guys who have some affiliation with Ohio State, go play there, Urban. Pull a Steve Spurrier and see how it goes for you. I feel like it's a bad start.
I think it's a great start. Keep doing it, Urban. Bring them all in. Have a
Carlos Hyde's there, by the way.
A Florida, Ohio State, Jacksonville team. That'd be perfect. You know what would be perfect? That. Look, first Jack Easterby, now Tim Tebow. You have something against followers of the Lord? No. Actually, I'm all for it. It's Dell that can't stand it. Sign Tebow. I love him. Love Tebow.
I don't mind it. I just think if I'm a Jags fan, I'd say cut the crap. Please. Mm-hmm. Look, we were a joke last year. There's a rebirth here. Please don't begin with this bleepery. Stop it. It's nonsense. But go ahead. Put him on your
eight. Urban Meyer's going to Urban Meyer.
I hope
Meyer.
He makes the team.
You know what? I'm glad Urban Meyer's Urban Meyer.
I hope there's a Tebow package because you don't want to run Trevor Lawrence too much. Give him some carries.
Yeah.
Please do.
Yeah. And I hope he throws a couple passes.
Oh, I'm sure he
does. Oh, yeah. All right. A jet sweep and Tebow on the run throwing. Huh?
Well, considering the Texans' cornerbacks, I'm sure he'd light them up.
I don't know if it's a jet sweep anymore so much as it is.
It's a jet waddle. A jet stroll.
A jet mosey, jog.
A jet mosey.
Yeah,
a jet
jog. Yeah, I want to see how athletic this dude still is. I don't know if speed will be his thing anymore.
I tell you what, we know John Clay Wolf, what his deal is. John Clay Wolf is a guy who's going to – well, he was here yesterday for how long? He got an hour commercial yesterday.
Yeah.
Did we even mention GiveMeTheVin.com?
I think at the very end you said it.
You did? Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You said it at the very end.
Well, even during his commercials now here, he doesn't say GiveMeTheVin.com. He just doesn't. What he says is, what are you guys doing? Hey, let's talk about California. No, let's not do that, John Clay Wolf, and what you say about California. Okay, let's not do that. What we're doing is talking about GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com is the place to go to sell your vehicle. It is unbelievable. It is the best place, period, exclamation point. Dude is national, all over. But he loves Houston. This is one of his first markets. And by the way, he says this market is, you're actually realistic here. Is that you know what your car should be worth. There's some place, they're like, he says, yeah, I can give you about $17,000. Well, give me $40,000. No, what? That's not what the way it goes. If $17,000 actually is probably about $2,000 more than anybody else would give you for your car. So if you're looking for the most for your vehicle, one place to go. You see my man, John Clay Wolf, at GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Sorry to interrupt.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Who wants in? All you got to do is 713-780-3776. Whatever you want to talk about, you're more than welcome. We are here for you. There's some things that we haven't touched on yet, but Scott wants to get into this Tim Tebow thing. What do you say, Scott?
Hey, guys. Lifelong Gator fan, big Tebow fan, but I think the Jags are making a big mistake. God forbid something happened with Trevor Lawrence, and then next thing you know, you have quarterback controversy because everyone in Jacksonville wants to see Tebow play. I just think it's a bad move.
Yeah.
Hang up and listen.
I don't know if it's a bad move. He's going to make
the roster first.
He's going to make the team. If he makes the team, and if he actually gets on the field, I mean, I think that's a big underdog. Okay, what odds would you put on it right now? Tebow makes the team.
I would, like on a normal roster with a coach with no connection, I'd say less than 2%. But with Urban, I'd put it at 20. That he would find a spot for him somehow, some way. He would convince himself that Tebow's better than the third tight end they would have on the roster. I could see it. And Urban's still a college guy, so he may think he can use Tim Tebow as not a slash type, but just a guy who isn't a conventional tight end. He can use him in different ways if he doesn't want to, because Urban's probably going to want to run the football at the quarterback a little bit. It's something he's, at least on the college level, he's always done. And certainly don't. Trevor Lawrence is capable. We saw it at Clemson, but maybe doesn't want to use Trevor Lawrence for that. I could see him convincing himself that he needs Tim Tebow. And I don't think Gator slash Jacksonville fan is going to convince themselves that Tebow needs to play quarterback. But if Trevor Lawrence gets hurt, your season's over anyway, so why not? You already started the sideshow by having him on the roster. You might as well play him at that point. Get him some throws if Trevor Lawrence gets hurt. What's the difference? Who's their backup quarterback right now? You telling me they wouldn't rather see Tim Tebow throw a football if Trevor Lawrence is
Minshew.
Hurt?
Yeah, it's still Gardner, right?
As much as that. What's this hairstyle right now? The mullet people love.
I think he's cut it, hasn't he?
I don't think he had a mullet. He just had long hair.
No, he turned it into a mullet.
Yeah, he did.
It was bad.
As much as they may love that there, the love for Tim Tebow knows no bounds. So if Trevor Lawrence did get hurt, the chance would start if he was on that roster.
No.
Yes, they would.
No,
yes, they would.
Zero chance.
The chance for Tebow would start.
Stop. No one starting Tim Tebow.
He doesn't understand Jacksonville / Gator fan, does he?
Stop already.
He just told you. The Gator Tebow fan just told you.
He said it's a bad idea.
No, but
he's a huge fan, and he said it's a bad idea.
He's one of the few reasonable Gator fans, but he's telling you the rest of his brethren would cause a controversy. I hope it happens only because I want Urban to fail. That's what I want.
Of course I do.
Yeah, that's...
Dude, I hope, again. Yeah.
But...
Bring in everybody. Braxton Miller. What's he doing, kid? Bring him in.
If you want turnover and change in the Texans organization, you don't want Urban to fail.
Well, no, we... Listen, Urban's just he's just like a Tebow signing, if you want to know the truth. It's just a big name.
Yeah.
He has not done nothing in the league. He's already... The first thing he did was hire a strength coach, a racist strength coach that he had to fire. Don't worry, he's going to mess this up. We're going to be just fine.
Yeah, I'm not.
They got the best player that we've seen come out in a while, and they're going to screw it up.
I'm not all that worried about the Jags.
In 3 years, Trevor Lawrence is going to be going, wow, I have really developed in the league. It's just a shame that I got put into this reality show. As opposed to an actual NFL team.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm not all that convinced Urban Meyer is going to be great. We'll see what happens.
No, I think he's going to be terrible.
I hope so. I like to see him bent over because the dude doesn't handle losing well. Hold on, let me finish. Don't cut me off.
When
things are going poorly and he's like suffering from a migraine and his hands are on his knees and he can barely stand up straight on the sideline.
That's what I'm looking for.
We all remember the shot when he's sitting in that golf cart eating Papa John's after they lost in the Big Ten title game. There's going to be a lot of that from Urban because dude is always won. He's not going to win a lot in Jacksonville, certainly not early. So I'm looking forward to that.
Hmm. Okay. I just don't like when you say you want to see another man bent over. That's all.
Well, you didn't let me finish.
Well, no, I did. I did.
You could.
You said enough.
No. I don't care. Bent over on hands on knees. I don't mind.
Oh.
Okay. I don't mind. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping he's in pain because of losing.
Gasping for air. That's what you hope.
I didn't say all that.
Other news. Eric Fisher signs with the Colts. They gave him nearly $10 million, $9.4 million. And he's probably going to miss the first month of the season. Good signing or bad signing?
It's fine.
I mean, yeah.
It's only a one-year deal.
That's a former number one overall pick.
And if you believe he'll be healthy for the last...
You cut him for less than a half of what you're giving Tunsil.
But don't use Tunsil as a measuring stick.
Yeah.
For deals. We all know that's a bad deal. Sign him, and if he's ready for the last 12 games for the Colts, why not? If he's good to go, you're going to have a star left tackle, and you just hope that Carson Wentz finds some... resemblance of the form he had under Frank Reich now that he's going to be playing under him again. Look, as far as signings go, it's really low risk. It's a one-year deal, and if it goes well, then you'll be in position to re-sign him for a longer-term deal.
Mm-hmm. The Colts are just going to... Here's the thing. Here's the problem with the division is the Colts are just going to keep on getting better and better. And if they found their quarterback, I think this division is going to be... Just, I don't know. It's not going to be obviously like the Peyton Manning time. It just can't because Carson Wentz is never going to be Peyton Manning that. But Ballard is a good GM. Ballard knows talent. Ballard, they play hard in that building. That's a smart football franchise. I just hate to see. I hate to see Ballard there. I hate them to see them doing smart football things because, you know, we can hear. We can never live up to that.
Doing smart football things?
No, we're just every smart football move made by a team in the division. That's which is why I love Urban Meyer there. Signing Tim Tebow. This is perfect, y'all.
Yeah, but there's still the Colts seem very soft.
Mike Vrabel drafting Isaiah Wilson.
I was going to get
to that. It doesn't get any better.
The Colts seem very solid. The Titans has some issues drafting guys, whether it be an Isaiah Wilson type or Caleb Farley type, who, you know, he's got to prove that he's healthy. And then their other pick was one of their other picks was a guy who was, you know, accused of assault days before of physically assaulting a woman days before the draft. So they're doing well drafting guys. You got to hope that continues, that they are bad decision makers in the draft, because you're not going to catch them any other way. I mean, somehow, some way, and I know the somehow he got away from from Adam Gase. Ryan Tannehill is a above average starter. It's a good starter in the NFL out of nowhere. They found him and turned him into a good player, and obviously Derrick Henry and stuff. You're not catching these teams the way things are going. You better hope they implode on themselves.
Yeah. No. You got to hope they make dumb moves like you have. You just got to hope they dumb it as much as you. And then you can start to slowly, you know, rebuild and be mediocre and not win any, not have any chance to win against the upper echelon teams in the AFC.
You got
to
hope the Texans.
Like the Texans have been their whole career.
You
got
to hope they all come back to the pack and it turns into the NFC East from last year.
That would be nice. That would be really, really nice. Mm. Four crappy teams in the division.
And somehow you luck into a division win with seven wins.
Well, or yeah, you've got you're 5-9 and right there in the hunt.
Oh, that's right. That's great.
Wasn't that the case with them last year? How did that division go from the heralded and at the Cowboys, Redskins, Giants, and Eagles, all a football power and to that?
Well,
how did they turn into that?
Quarterback gets hurt, a quarterback turns into crap, and the Washington football team has always been the Washington football team, it seems like, since Daniel Snyder's been around. And the Giants are playing a young quarterback. The Texans don't have the funny thing is the Colts are now playing the quarterback who torpedoed the Philadelphia Eagles season. So maybe feel good about that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, unless Frank Reich is the elixir, then we're screwed here.
We ought to play this. We had Tim Tebow on before, me and Raheel, and Raheel was doing it and made. I think he made. We're gonna have to do this and play this when we come back because we were at the Super Bowl and Tebow was there and Raheel made him do an Aussie imitation.
I remember that.
Yeah, remember it?
Yes.
I'll send it to you, Tyler, and we'll play it. All right. So the return of everybody who wants Raheel to come back. Raheel will be back.
The problem with this is Raheel's going to ask to be paid royalties for this appearance. Yes.
Yeah, screw Raheel. He'll get what he got then. Which
nothing.
Nothing. Well, yeah. Screw Raheel. You know what I always say? My first thing I always say is screw Raheel. So I'll send it to you, Tyler. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 8:30 on ESPN. You got that Tebow thing?
Yeah, I had to get it in a roundabout way because you texted it to me.
Right.
But the way we play sound is on these computers.
Oh, so then you had to send it to yourself, email it to yourself?
I had to put it on our rundown.
But don't tell me how big the waves are. Just bring the ship in.
These guys don't care. Lance
Wait, I don't give a rat's ass about what you had to do.
They don't understand the mechanics of anything,
Tyler. No one cares.
They just send it and think it's going to happen.
Don't tell me how big the waves are.
It'll happen.
Just bring the ship in.
I sent you something. Figure it out.
That's all.
That's all it is.
I sent it the way I wanted to send it.
There's a true lack of respect.
It was easiest for me to text it.
As opposed to putting in an email. There's a true lack of respect for what we do, Tyler. Just understand.
There's not a lack of respect. There's a not care factor.
There's which means which, it's a lack of respect.
No, it's not a lack of respect.
If you don't even care about
it. If you don't even care about it, there's
then there is a lack of respect.
I don't lack respect for it. I don't care about it.
If you don't care about something, you don't. There's not a level of respect at all for it. Like, I don't care about you. What does that mean?
Right.
I don't respect you
at all. No, you don't respect me at all.
See, it's the same thing.
But no, I think the two go hand in hand.
Certainly.
Okay?
So you don't care or understand.
I could not care about something but still respect it.
That's not how that works.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Anyway,
I don't care about Tim Tebow, but I respect him.
I don't care and I don't
respect
him. I don't
care about him.
I don't care or respect him.
Okay. Well, there you go. See, that's because that's how you are. So you got the Tim Tebow sign. We had an experience with Tim Tebow at Super Bowl. I don't even know when, where.
When's the last time you've been?
It must have been here.
It was 2017, so it was here.
It was here. It was that Super Bowl, and Tim Tebow was here. And here's me and Raheezy, which everybody wanted the return of Raheel. Here he is.
And he's really against this, by the way.
I know he is. He said, word. Don't play it. Let me rest in peace. No. No, 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 no. Here's me and Heezy with Tim Tebow.
Dude, but come on, this. You'll never see any player in the entire country play as hard as I play rest of season. You'll never see someone push the rest of the team as hard as I will push everybody to rest of season.
That is a terrible accent.
That is great. I loved it.
People loved it.
That was funny. Like you brought something new to the table.
And now you do your own speech in a really bad Aussie accent.
Yeah, I don't care. You gotta go.
Yeah, go, John.
You gotta go.
You do it in a...
I gave this speech.
Yeah, you give him the accent. Give him the accent he needs to do it in. Go. Give him any accent. Wait.
British.
Okay. British accent. Here's the start. I promise you one thing.
That's a hillbilly. What are we doing? That's straight country.
Okay. How about you do...
He said, what are we doing?
He said, all right, Mike.
I promise you one thing.
Italian.
A lot of goodwill will come out of this. You'll never see a player in the entire country play
so
as hard as I do.
Italians.
Play the rest of the season.
Okay, judge it. Who had the better speech?
It's not close. It's
terrible.
Yeah. Real
his Australian accent.
His your Australian accent sucked. Okay, so we're doing. That was the I promise speech.
Yes, the one after they lost to Ole Miss.
I promise we will.
And do it, and then they
never,
went on.
What did he say? We'll never lose.
You never
again.
See another team. Blah blah blah.
Try harder. Yeah, than we're gonna.
And of course, they won. Went on to win the title. Yes.
And yeah, and they went to win the.
They beat
the national championship.
That's the year they beat
OU.
OU, yes.
Yeah. So Raheel did it. Now his Australian accent sucked.
Now this brings up the point that you have been in a room with Tim Tebow. For
five I'm
minutes.
A better person.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm a much better person. You see, I could be. What if I wasn't around Tim Tebow? Would I be an even worse person? Yes.
It's hard to imagine.
It's hard to imagine me being a worse person, but yes.
Still text stuff that he expects you to play on a computer.
He is a terrible person.
Don't tell me how big the waves are.
I can't imagine Thom, as I like to refer to him, because that's his actual name. Thom believed, when he said it, that your level of, you know, being a better person was the only level you could reach. Because he was like, I imagine he thought Tim Tebow makes everyone a good person.
Yeah.
But then but then with you, you became what? Just less of a crappy person? Is that what happened? When you, because of that interaction? Because you were already a crappy person.
No.
Are you less of a crappy person now?
I can't be a nicer person, okay? Can't be a nicer person than I am right now.
I don't
now.
Think Thom meant be less crappy. I think he meant you're going to be a good
person.
But isn't
that being a better person?
If you say
being
so.
Being less crappy?
I guess. I don't know. Are you less crappy?
That's exactly what it is.
I've known you since then and before then. You still seem like the same level crappy person.
I am no. Listen, I think that there. You, if you're less crappy a person, then you're a better person. Yes. There I am.
I'm not sure,
That's where I hit right there.
I'm not sure I can agree with you being less crappy, but that's for you to make that decision, I guess. But congratulations to you for embarrassing not only yourself but the Italians as well in that clip.
That was terrible. That was...
No, he had the hand gestures, so he was paying them service.
I promise, you'll never see a team play harder.
Why didn't you say something about olive oil, too, since you were going all in? Why?
Dropping olive oil?
I don't know.
Gabagool.
With the gabagool?
And mozzarella. I promise, you'll never see better mozzarella. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Dumbass speech by Tim Tebow. Just go win a game.
Best.
Go win the game.
That is the greatest speech ever.
He's over here crying because, you know, his kicker missed an extra point, I believe, is why one of the reasons they lost, and they got a field goal blocked. But they went on to beat OU, and that was Urban Meyer's crowning achievement there. And now he's going to be the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach and bring Tebow to relive those moments, I guess. Congratulations. I hope Tim Tebow becomes a big part of that team because it means they'll stink.
Exactly right. That is exactly right. 836 ESPN 97.5. That was our brush with greatness with Tim Tebow. Raheel and I are both better people because of it. Ooh. You know who's not very good people right now are Bradley Beal and Kent Bazemore.
It's the newest edition of NBA pettiness, and I'm here for it. Does anyone know who Kent Bazemore plays for?
Kent Bazemore has been... Now, he was going to be... I remember there was rumor Rockets wanted him.
Uh-huh.
Kent Bazemore has been around. He was with Atlanta. Now he's with Golden State?
Correct.
So he is... He's actually a nice player.
He was actually with Golden State during their original run, but he didn't get much time, and now he's back a much richer man.
Proved himself in Atlanta, I think, right?
Yeah, well, and became a much richer man because of it. Because he was with Golden State when they were just building up right before they got rid of... He was there during the Mark Jackson era, and they got rid of Mark Jackson. He moved on and then went to Atlanta. And that's where he, as you mentioned, proved himself and made a lot of money. And now he's back with Golden State. And apparently he's really good friends with Steph because they came up together.
Yeah. Anyway... So Steph is leading the league in scoring, and Bradley Beal is right there.
Uh-huh.
The two of them are neck and neck. Steph put up 49, and Beal put up 50.
I think it was 49 in 29 minutes. I think that was Beal's number.
I thought Steph had put up. Okay, so but Beal had to sit the end of the game and then overtime.
He's got a hamstring
because he had a hammy.
No, and you're right, 50. He put up 50 in his last game.
Yeah, he had 50 in his last game, but he had to sit at the end of the game. It really didn't make much sense what Bazemore was talking about, because if the dude is looking to, why would, when he's got 50, would he want to sit and miss games?
I think he's suggesting since he so much wants to catch Steph and win the scoring title, he pulled a hamstring trying to do it.
I think that was
his implication.
Okay. That he's chasing so hard.
Chasing Steph so hard, he pulled a hamstring.
Yeah, well, Bradley Beal wasn't too pleased with Kent Bazemore. Now, apparently, we didn't hear it, but apparently Bazemore said it jokingly.
He was joking. And Bradley Beal
didn't think it was that funny.
No.
So Bradley Beal came after him, and he said, and he tweeted out, "You don't know why I go out there and play, and it damn sure ain't for another man's approval." He said, "You a straight lame." "It's funny you say that your man's admittedly checked my stats." It's funny you say that about chasing, because your man's admittedly checked my numbers before the game, but I'm chasing. And then he put a gif of a clown coming out of the Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm.
So... Bazemore's like, "What, dude? I guess you can't joke anymore.
I'm just having some fun.
I don't say things to ruffle feathers, but if you want to know what my loyalty is, it's to Curry. Anyone out there chasing him, it's going to be tough. There's nothing really to explain. I was laughing, jokingly, half-heartedly said it. He wanted to say that there was nothing malicious about the comment. Can we not scratch it? Man, you want to talk about NBA? You want to talk about..." Well, we're going to scratch each other's eyes out.
NBA pettiness is at a level you wouldn't imagine,
it's
considering these are
higher.
Supreme millionaires playing a game. And
they're all best friends, too.
You would imagine.
Or,
apparently Bradley
or
Bill and
mortal
Kent
enemies.
Yeah, apparently. Well, Kent Bazemore played in what is known as the NBA Southeastern Division. Not that anyone knows the division name. So he plays in a regular season, he's probably playing Bradley Bill four times a season. So maybe that's where some of this is coming from, and now he has to hear him talk a little bit. Look, I'm fine with it, although it doesn't involve the two guys, you know, actually going for the record. I mean, Bradley Beal and Steph Curry. If Bradley Beal and Steph Curry were having this interaction back and forth, I would appreciate it more. Oh, it's Ken Bazemore. Okay. Well, sure. Sure, yeah, I guess.
And he seems, I don't know.
Ken Bazemore didn't seem Bazemore very serious
was
like, about
it. It was 11:30 in the morning, 12 o'clock. I was off my bulletproof coffee, feeling good, enjoying seeing you guys' faces. That's kind of what it was. I don't know, man. I don't think I would have reacted that way, but to each his own. He's a great player. Played against him for a long time. He's been getting better every year, so I wish him a speedy recovery. Hope that helps.
Hopefully this calms everything down.
I hope this doesn't become a Kevin Durant rap report thing. Yeah. Okay?
So the two
we're going to have to meet somewhere.
Or meet me in Temecula.
Yeah, the initial full quote was 49 points in 29 minutes from Bazemore. 49 points in 29 minutes, though, that's unreal. He was talking about Steph's game against OKC. Yeah. Then we got guys hurting hamstrings trying to keep up. So y'all got to do some research on that. And apparently Bradley Beal didn't appreciate it.
Did not appreciate it.
And Bradley Beal missed last night in a game the Wizards don't really need because they're going to make the play. And they're so far ahead of the Bulls, I think. But they were still fighting for home court in that first game they lost. By 1 point, but because Russ, of all things, look, Russ has had a great year, but he's still Russell Westbrook. They had an awful third quarter, had a great fourth. I think they outscored Atlanta 45-29, had the ball with the chance to win. And Russ, you know, instead of going to the basket, trying to get fouled and get to the line, or maybe just making a layup, he pulls up with about 3 seconds to go and shoots like a 27-footer from the angle. Russ!
What you doing, Russ?
This is why people have problems with him. Late game situation, you are leading this remarkable comeback. Atlanta's imploding. You have the ball in your hands. Your best attribute is going to the rim, being explosive and possibly drawing a foul to get to the line. And he's remarkably clutch from the free throw line, even though he's shooting the ball poorly from the line right now. Why would you pull up from three? Why? I know you had made three out of your previous six, but that's not your game. Go to the bucket. You're down one. Probably the worst thing is maybe there's a controversial non-foul call, but you're probably going to get to the line in that situation. He pulls up from three. And this is why people have problems with Russell Westbrook. All of that. All of the love you give him for that comeback, and then he does something like that.
That's Russ being Russ, bro. 843 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776 if you want to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. So LeBron is back tonight. That is kind of a big deal.
Lakers need him.
Yeah, they need him.
We've got the Knicks in tonight, and they're a game and a half. Well, the Lakers are a game and a half behind Portland after Portland's win over the Rockets, so the Lakers can't fool around. Definitely in danger of playing in that playing game. The Portland has a tough schedule. Some of that will be determined by the other teams and whether they play their guys or not, but They need wins, and they don't own the tiebreaker with Portland either.
So the Lakers, yeah, a game and a half behind. The Lakers are in because they're 2.5 games up on the Warriors.
Yeah.
Now, right now, they got to play the Warriors in that first 7-8 game.
Correct.
At L.A., Grizz would play the Spurs right now. The thing that could probably change, Pelicans ain't getting back into this thing. The thing that could probably change is it's going to be the Grizz could move up to 8 and the Warriors down to 9.
Yeah, the Lakers are going to be 6 or 7. That's almost a lock. The question will be their opponent and who they'll be hosting.
So 6, you get the Clippers in the first round. More than likely, they're a game up on Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, would you rather have be the play-in game at 7, win that game, and then play the Suns in the first round, or be in without the play-in game and play the Clippers the first round?
If you're the Lakers, you certainly would, well, either team would certainly want to see the Suns, but the rest becomes an issue. The Lakers have been nicked up, and LeBron, maybe not rushing back, apparently He's had a couple of days without pain. He was a full goal in their latest practice, so they feel like he's ready to go. But if you're in that play-in game, you're reducing your rest. You would get 6 days off, I believe, before the playoffs begin if you don't play in the play-in scenario. So that is the issue. But if you're talking about matchups, of course you'd rather see the Suns than the Clippers.
Here's what could happen, too. You could lose that first play-in game, but win the second and be the eighth seed and be and face the Jazz.
Look, the Jazz, this has been a remarkable year. They've held the number one seed overall despite the extended absence of Donovan Mitchell. If their reward is they get to see the Lakers because the Lakers don't win the first play-in game, then beat the Grizzlies or the Spurs, what a travesty.
I know.
Look, we talk about all the play-in teams being upset in that range because they don't think it's fair now that they could possibly, you know, have to play in it. What about the Jazz? This is the same. Is it on the level of Milwaukee having the best record overall and then not having any home games because they had to play in the bubble? You have to see the Lakers in the first round if it plays out that way. Look,
the Warriors aren't going to be a joke either.
No, they're not.
If they get them.
No, they're not. And Steph can go nuclear and win a couple games by himself, certainly. And we'll see how healthy Donovan Mitchell is for that first round series. But to have LeBron and AD relatively healthy, and if you see them in an eight, and they'll have the two best players on the floor, it'll be an eight seed being a one.
The Lakers as a play-in team is just a disaster for the West. For the high seeds.
Well, either way, because of their injuries, some higher seed who's won 40-plus games was going to see them and be upset about it. And the funny thing for the Clippers or the Nuggets, you would say, hey, let's tank to avoid the Lakers. But you don't know if tanking avoids the Lakers because the Lakers may be in the play-in. If you knew they could be six, then you would certainly be like, let's see if we can fall out of three. Let's not really try. But you don't know. You could see Portland as a three if you're the Clippers, or if Portland falls apart, you could see the Lakers. You just don't know. So I wonder how the Clippers will play it.
If you're the Mavs, you're fighting hard because you want the Nuggets. You're the five seed right now. The Nuggets are the four.
Yeah.
You're fighting to stay there because you don't want the Clippers as the six seed.
Yeah, that was a first-round series from last year that the Clippers 1-6. Luka, we all remember making the big shot to even it at two. Yeah, if you're the Mavs, you hope the Nuggets and Clippers stand pat with their records as a game with the Nuggets behind, and with the Nuggets beat up with no Jamal Murray, and we'll see the health of Will Barton because he's struggling with something too. That's a series you can win, although Jokic is really good. But the question for the Mavs is, will Porzingis be at any level to play in that series? Because he's dealing with something too. A lot of the teams in that range are dealing with things injuries-wise or just fighting for seeding.
Over in the East, the Sixers look like they've locked up the number one seed. They got a three-game lead over the Nets.
Yeah.
The Bucks are just a game back of the Nets for the two seed.
They own the tiebreaker, but they lost a big one last night. If you consider seeding a big thing, they lost to the Spurs by 21 points last night. So if the Bucks, by virtue of them winning those two back-to-back games against Milwaukee in the last week or so, they would have the tiebreaker, but they're a game back. So the East is similar in terms of seeding. Like, I think the Knicks, the Hawks, and the Heat are all trying to be in that 4-5. The Heat have a big one tonight. If they beat the
Celtics, only a game separating the three of them.
Yeah, if the Heat beat the Celtics tonight, that guarantees, I think, them staying out of the play-in because they would have the tiebreaker advantage and be three games up on the Celtics. The Knicks play the Lakers tonight. The Heat own the tiebreaker versus the Knicks. So if things go the Heat's way, they could be in the 5 seed by the end of the night and maybe see an Atlanta team as opposed to seeing the Bucks, which wouldn't be any fun.
No, but the Bucks are like, we get the Heat?
Yeah, I don't.
The 3 seed gets the Heat?
They don't have good memories.
They don't want that.
No.
They don't want none of that.
That 4-1, that 4-1 beatdown they got last year probably isn't sitting too well with them.
Looks like the Celtics are going to host the first play-in game against either the Hornets or the Pacers.
And they lost Jaylen Brown for the year. The Celtics have been hit with injuries, and this is the latest one. They don't win tonight. They have a real shot of maybe even going to see the Hornets. It just depends, but they need a win if they want any chance of avoiding the play-in.
But if you're the Sixers, you know, you don't mind the Pacers, the Hornets, the Wizards, whatever.
No, I don't
You'll
think
take any of them.
I don't think it matters.
No, it's nothing like the West where you could get the Lakers as the two seed.
Yeah, or even the eight.
Or
if the Lakers lose that first game. Yeah, if Steph has a great game and they lose that first game, then the Jazz are like, what? Well, the Lakers.
Yeah.
So it's the West is far more interesting as far as what could happen, because the Lakers are in a range where they could play anyone from the Clippers, the Suns, or the Jazz, depending on what happens the rest of the way.
Yeah. So LeBron back tonight. You know what? They're like, whatever. It's last week. LeBron, you want to come back?
Yeah. Good.
You feel like coming? You feel like playing?
Yeah. And it may be too late for them, because Portland has this knack. We remember them last year in the bubble where they needed to win almost every game. I think they might have went 7-1 or 6-2 down the stretch to get in the playoffs. And then they played so well, people thought they would have to, you know, win twice to win the play-in. They only had to win once. They actually overtook the Grizzlies and then beat them in the play-in game in the first one. Portland has a knack of playing really well when they need it down the stretch. So we'll see if they continue that. They've done it so far. They've won 4 in a row.
Yep. Some news and notes from ESPN, the television network. Kenny Mayne done. They offered him a lower contract, a cut in pay, and he said no.
Meanwhile, Berman, Kendrick Perkins, and Mike Greenberg still around. I don't know if Berman got a pay cut, but I know Kendrick Perkins just resigned, and people are pointing to, wait a minute, we lose Kenny Mayne so we can hear more about the Jets from Greenberg. That's what people are pointing to.
Berman's extension came later last night after Mayne said that he was a cap casualty. It's like,
he wasn't really. He got offered listen, I'm going to tell you this. I know this about the business. Everybody's getting their pay cut.
That's true. And even like seeing some of the stuff that Kenny Mayne's recently done, like I was talking to Joel about it yesterday. He just looks like he doesn't really care.
No, and he doesn't have that same, no.
Yeah, he doesn't, and everybody's like, oh, he's one of the best. Like, he hasn't been in the past couple years.
No, he lost his fastball. Yeah. He's cranking it up there now.
Is Ethus pitching it up there?
Well, he's still grunting every time he throws it, and it's 89.
I would assume the reduced.
Kenny Mayne's hitting it at 89.
The reduced role has something to do with it. He's like, much like Grinke, they don't really trust me around here.
No, but he's almost, his delivery is almost like he's drunk all the time.
I wonder if he would be more in it if he thought
it was cuter when you can understand him more.
I think maybe the reduction in role has something to do with these. Like, whatever. I'm done.
Blood Marys. Whatever.
Yeah.
He's usually on location somewhere anyway, so I'm sure there's a bar there.
He always had the, you know, some kind of a draw that was, you know, and it was, but that was Kenny Mayne, and he was good. And he was, you know, he brought some fun to the broadcast. Van Pelt's by far the best guy they got there now.
They love him so much they let him move to closer to home, right? And he does the show. He doesn't do the
wherever
show
wherever he wants.
Yeah, I think he does the show from Maryland now. I think
good for him.
Yeah,
that's just that giant studios in Maryland.
I think he doesn't do that show in Bristol anymore.
Huh. The NBA equals keeping up with the Kardashians. It kind of is. There's so much pettiness going on. It kind of is.
Yeah, he does the show from D.C. now.
He does?
Yeah, closer to, you know, where he's from.
Oh, good for him. They got that giant studio in D.C. Mm-hmm. Probably at the ABC affiliate there.
Likely.
Well, more than likely. 856 ESPN 97.5 713-780-377. Jay wants you to show some love to Russell Westbrook, Dell. Stop. Why you got to hate on Russell Westbrook, right, Jay?
Absolutely. Hey, but before I get to that, I didn't want to do this because it isn't the day for it, but I got to throw major shade at Tim Tebow. He needs to stop stealing opportunities from people. I mean, he did it with the Mets organization. Now he's doing it with the Jags. Move on, you narcissist, and get on with your life. So, hey, on the Russ Westbrook thing, he normalized the triple-double. And Dale, what I would argue is less than 25% of those triple-doubles were forced. We've seen the likes of Larry Allen and these other guys throw the ball off the backboard to themselves to get the last rebound. LeBron's forced assists for the last 10 possessions. I don't think we've ever been cheated by Russell Westbrook other than some bad wardrobe choices and some bad shot selections in OKC. But other than that, he's given us sound bites year after year, and the guy's got to be applauded for his triple-doubles. I'm out, fellas.
I didn't take a shot at his triple-doubles. I don't really take issue with his triple-doubles. I know, like you said, they've been normalized and people start to pick them apart. Look, we're in Houston where when he was going back and forth with James for the MVP, people here on Rockets Twitter are like, look at guys getting out of the way so he can get rebounds, as because they had to back James, and now all of a sudden neither one of them is here. So I guess how you feel about that is something. But the shot selection is a thing you have to worry about. I was watching the highlights during a break. I was talking about that comeback. They were down big in the third, and he drove that team to a comeback. They got a stop with about 5 or 6 seconds to go. And Russell Westbrook, at his best, is challenging defenses and putting pressure on the rim. You would think in that situation, with about 3 seconds to go, when he was near the arc, he would drive to the rim. He had little-ass Trae Young on him, who's a bad defender and smaller. And we all know Russ with the rock the baby thing. He wasn't going to have time for a post-up, but you know what you do? You put pressure on Trae Young to make a defensive stand, and who knows what you get. You may get a foul call. You may get to the rim. Instead, he settles for a 27-foot jumper. Look, I don't know. Look, Atlanta had gotten back, so maybe you're going to be forced to take a mid-range jumper, but don't settle for your least effective shot. These are the issues people have for Russell Westbrook.
Oh, always. Listen, and I was not a Russ fan, especially the way his media, his antics with the, you know, I won't answer this guy's question or whatever when he was like, Russ, whatever, and the clothes and everything else. I will say this. When he got here, watching him play night in and night out, he is old school.
He tries.
That dude.
Energy all the time.
All the time. That in this NBA, he stands out like a sore thumb. He is so fun and so – he cares so much. Now, he's out of control. He throws the ball away at times. He takes bad shots and all of that stuff. But, man, you give me that dude's care.
Yep.
As opposed to anybody in that guy is number one on care. And, you know, LeBron's got some of that, too. LeBron's got a lot of that.
When he's on the court, yeah.
But as far as hustle, there's nobody in the league.
The Rockets would not be as bad as they are if Russell Westbrook was on this team, because he would have tried so hard that they would have won more games simply because of his energy.
Oh, him or John Wall right now?
Yeah. Yeah, clearly. They've lost look, they got a pick out of it, so I guess you can say it's a win for the future. But as far as who was the better player, clearly Russell Westbrook. Just look at Washington on the run they've had since they got over all their COVID issues. I'm just saying, there's a lot to love about Russ, and there are things you can start to pick at, and it was a prime example last night. He did a lot of things right last night, and then at the biggest moment, he settled for something he didn't have to settle for.
Yeah. All right, I got to take a break, but first, I got to talk about my man, Doc Linville. He is the best. Doc Linville gave me hair. If you're on Twitch right now, you can see, what? Look at John's hair. What? It's all because of Doc Linville, too. And the process was so simple. It was so easy. It was so wonderful. The people couldn't have been nicer. Painless. It was just, it's just such a great process. And I did the other process, too, and it hurt, man. Wow. This one, and that one didn't take. This one took. And it is so much, so much better. Now, Doc can also do, if you're somebody that's balding and you're like, I need to stimulate my own hair growth. He's got the PRP. He can do that as well. And he can tell you whether or not, listen, you're a candidate for the neo grafting, or if you're just, hey, we got to do PRP first. Let's see how that works. He's not in it just to do surgery. He's in it for you to get the best outcome for your head. So, if you're looking for hair, people, this is the best place to go, period, exclamation point. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.